Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English.
First of all, this week, we'd like to say Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Yes, we hope that 2017 will be a great year for all of you. What's happening in the podcast this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about all the latest news from the festive fixtures in the Premier League. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and take a look at future forms, which we use to talk about resolutions.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions, Rich?
I have, but I will tell everybody a little later. Anything else happening, Jack?
We also have a new football phrase for you to guess and a Premier League prediction for you to make. We'll have all of that later, but first, the headlines.
Chelsea equal the Premier League record for consecutive wins.
Chelsea's latest win was a 4-2 win against Stoke, and that's 13 wins in a row for the Blues. This equals the Premier League record for successive victories set by Arsenal in 2002.
Liverpool lead the chasing pack.
Liverpool are 6 points behind Chelsea after a 1-0 win against Manchester City. Jorginho Wijnaldum got the winner, and the Reds are now 4 points ahead of City, who have dropped out of the Champions League places.
Mkhitaryan and Giroud score amazing scorpion kicks.
First, Manchester United's Henrik Mkhitaryan, and now Arsenal's Olivier Giroud. Both players have scored with amazing scorpion kicks in the last 2 weeks. Jose Mourinho described Mkhitaryan's goal against Sunderland as phenomenal, and Olivier Giroud said his goal against Crystal Palace was the best he's ever scored, and maybe Mkhitaryan's goal had inspired him.
Chelsea are playing fantastically well, and Manchester United are starting to click. But before we move on, we have to ask, what is a scorpion kick?
It's a strange phrase, and it's also a strange action on the pitch. It's definitely one that you don't see very often. So to have two players scoring with a scorpion kick is very strange.
It's called a scorpion kick because a player looks like a scorpion when he kicks the ball. The player dives forward and bends his knees to kick the ball. The player's legs in the air look like the tail of a scorpion.
Have you ever scored with a scorpion kick, Rich?
No, I've never even tried. I was never that flexible.
There have been some fantastic goals and performances over the festive fixtures. We just mentioned Olivier Giroud and Henrik Mkhitaryan.
There have also been good performances by Tottenham's Harry Kane, who has 3 goals in his last 2 matches, and Willian, who has returned to the Chelsea first team with some great performances.
But our player of the week this week is Manchester United's Paul Pogba.
Pogba is starting to look like the player Manchester United paid a world record transfer fee for. He has been in great form recently and is one of the main reasons the Red Devils have won their last 6 matches. And are now unbeaten in 11.
Yes, Pogba is definitely playing well for Jose Mourinho's team at the moment. It's the beginning of the year, and one tradition in the UK, and I think in other parts of the world, is to make New Year's resolutions.
A New Year's resolution is a decision that is made on the 1st of January to do something or not do something. It's often because people want to change something about their behaviour or actions.
Some common New Year's resolutions are to give up smoking, to do more exercise, to eat more healthily, to study more, or to learn a foreign language, like English.
Some others are spending more time with family, trying something new, or saving money.
You said earlier that you had made some New Year's resolutions, Rich. What are they?
I've made two New Year's resolutions. This year, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to spend more quality time with my two little boys.
They're good resolutions, Rich. It's always a good idea to lose some weight and think about your health. And it's also always good to spend more time with family.
Thanks, Jack.
The problem with New Year's resolutions is that they are quickly forgotten. What are you going to do to make sure you keep them?
Well, I have a bike in my garage and I'm going to use that more. And I've bought a child seat for the bike too. So this will combine my two New Year's resolutions because we will go out on the bikes together. Family time and exercise.
That's a good idea. What else are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to buy any desserts for at least a month. I have a sweet tooth, so I'm going to try to avoid things with sugar in them. And I'm not going to turn on the TV when I'm playing with the boys.
Why not?
I don't think watching TV is quality time. I'm going to play with them in the garden. Or if it's raining, we're going to play board games or build cities out of Lego.
It all sounds really good, Rich. I'll ask you in a couple of months how it's going.
When we talk about New Year's resolutions and how we are going to keep them, we are talking about our intentions, which are in the future. When we talk about our intentions, we often use going to.
Rich said he was going to play with his children in the garden more, and he was going to use his bike more.
We all know that you're listening to this podcast because you love the Premier League, but also because you are learning English, and we want you to think a bit more about how you can improve your English.
And we thought it would be a good idea if one of your New Year's resolutions was to be an even better English learner.
We want you to think of three things you can do to keep to your New Year's resolution.
You might say that you're going to watch a film in English every week, or that you're going to study an online English course, or go to face-to-face classes.
You might say that you are going to create a vocabulary book to help you remember new words, or that you're going to chat with family or friends in English for an hour a day.
Of course, you might also say that you're going to listen to the Premier Skills English podcast once a week and do all the activities and write in the comments section.
Anyway, we want to hear what you are going to do to improve your English in 2017. Tell us three things in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
Also, if you press the button that says send me emails when someone leaves a comment, you'll then see everybody else's advice for learning English. And either Rich or I will reply to you in a couple of months to see if you're keeping your New Year's resolution.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week, Jack?
Yes, of course. But first, I need to give you a couple of answers from our previous podcast.
Ah, yes. We had a football phrase and a Christmas word for you to guess.
The Christmas clues were: everybody is happy when they get one, they come down a chimney, and they're put under a tree. The word was present. And well done to Alex, Pavlo and Libomir from Ukraine, Pui from Laos, Alexander from Uzbekistan, Shabanyonok from Russia, Emir from Bosnia, Kwezi Manifest from Ghana, El Ghul from Algeria and Asem Yuve from Palestine.
And last week's football phrase was fixture. A fixture is a sports event that is scheduled or fixed for a specific time and date. Recently, we've been talking about the Boxing Day fixtures on the 26th of December and the festive fixtures at this time of year.
And well done again to Alex, Kwezi Manifest, Alexander, Libomir and Emir. You got the right answer. Right, this week's football phrase is: the opened on the 1st of January. And it means football clubs are now able to buy and sell players. The closes on the 31st of January.
It's an exciting time. We might see a few new players coming into the Premier League in the next few weeks. Our prediction last time was Liverpool against Manchester City. It finished 1-0 to Liverpool. I predicted a 2-0 win for Liverpool, so that's 1 point for me. But Jack went with City, so nothing for him.
And our listeners?
Ah, yes. I forgot to put a vote on the page last time, so you couldn't make a prediction. Sorry. Luckily, Alexander from Uzbekistan wrote his prediction in the comments section. So Alexander's prediction was for all of our listeners. And he got you all a point, because he thought it would finish 3-1 to Liverpool.
Thanks, Alexander. We will remember the vote this week. What match are you going to talk about, Rich?
There are no Premier League fixtures this weekend, because it's the third round of the FA Cup. It's an exciting round, because this is when all Premier League clubs enter the competition, and there's often a shock or two with Premier League teams losing to teams from lower divisions. Many of the Premier League teams have home fixtures, but Arsenal have a difficult-looking away match at Preston, who play in the Championship. And I think this will be the shock of the round. Final score, Preston 2, Arsenal 1.
No way are we going to lose to a team from the Championship. Final score, Preston 0, Arsenal 3.
Right, that's all from us. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.